Well, this morning, our Storm Lake School Spotlight will be promoting the art show, which is coming up May 1st and May 2nd. I have a couple of senior art students joining me right now, Ronald Duque and Jesus Tano. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning. Good. We're good. Good morning to you, too.
Thank you very much. Ronald, let me start with you. Would you be kind enough to mention what this year's theme is for the art show?
This year's theme for the High School Spring Art Show is Doodles and Daydreams.
And Ronald, tell me about what's going to be featured or displayed at the art show.
Here we have a lot of different artworks, which include paintings, drawings, animations, ceramics, sculptures, photography pieces, graphic design, and also prints.
And of those that you mentioned there, what is some of your artwork?
My artwork is mostly going to be 3D stuff, which has to deal with ceramics and sculptures.
Now, is this something you've enjoyed all your life, being an artistic person?
I didn't really get involved with art until my freshman year, and I just really enjoyed it, so I continued to do it all through high school, and now I'm currently in, like, an AP class with Jesus, and we're doing that now. So, yeah, we do enjoy the art that we do, and so...
Well, that's good. That's great to hear. Jesus, let me ask you, what about yourself? What's going to be on display, some things that you've worked on during the course of the year that you get to show off?
Like, I'm kind of the opposite of Ronald. He does 3D stuff. Well, I do 2D stuff, which is, like, on paper. So that includes, like, paintings or, like, drawings or prints that I've made over the 4 years that I've done art.
And have you been the kind of kid from a very young age that got a piece of paper and just started drawing, maybe doodling, and before you know it, you have this really neat thing?
Yeah, like, I've always doodled and, like, did art when I was bored, and then eventually I got better at it, and then I took some classes, and here I am.
Ronald, let me go back to you. For those, you know, Jesus talks about 2D and putting things on paper. Explain to our listeners the 3D form of art.
The 3D form of art is more, it has more to do with, like, hands-on things. Like, with, like, 2D people, like Jesus said, they just write on paper and, like, draw on paper and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But with 3D, we work with, like, ceramics and, like, clay, so we sculpt things that are 3D, like, in the round. And we also work with, like, other type of sculptures. Like, I have a piece that it's just, like, a book that there's stuff coming out of the book, and it's just, like, stuff that you can look all the way around, and it's just, like, in the round, so it's nice.
Interesting. Ronald Duque, Jesus Tano, my guests this morning on our school spotlight. The Storm Lake Community School District Art Show takes place May 1st and May 2nd. Jesus, talk to me about the hours and who's all welcome.
Oh, well, everyone's welcome. You can just walk in. And it starts, like you said, on Friday, May 1st. It starts from 8 to 5 at the high school gym. And Saturday, May 2nd from 1 to 4.
1 to 4 on that Saturday, the 2nd, May 1st, 8 to 5. And you guys were telling me that it's just kind of a leisure thing where everybody can take their time and walk through, right?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Guys, hey, great job today with the spotlight. Keep up the great work. And before I let you go, Ronald mentioned the art instructors who kind of guide all of our students.
Well, the two instructors that we have that guide are Mrs. Huss and Mrs. White.
All right, give them a shout-out right here on the School Spotlight program. Guys, thank you, and have a great remainder of your school year.
You too.
Thank you very much. Our School Spotlight today brought to you this morning by Dr. Rick Martin at Storm Lake Dental on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.